Welcome to the Never Not Thinking podcast, where I'll be sharing all my thoughts, stories, and struggles with you as a 23-year-old that can't stop overthinking. Welcome back. If you're new here, my name is Kimberly, and I just started this podcast. I'm super happy to be back today. I'm recording from a roof terrace, as it's super nice outside. The sun is shining, and the birds are singing, and I'm in my PJs, so I hope my neighbors don't see me. I was too lazy to put on clothes today, so yeah. Today I wanted to talk to you about everyday things that made me happy and bring me joy, to lighten the mood a little bit, since the last two episodes were kind of trouble-coded in a way. So I wanted to bring a little bit of positivity into the podcast and also make you guys get to know me a little bit better by telling you about the things that I love. Yeah, let's dive right into it. I'm super hot, by the way. The sun is really... really hot on my back, but yeah, I'm wearing long-sleeved PJ, so that's kind of on me. Yeah, let's get into it. So one of the things that really bring me joy is this ice cream shop that just opened up. Well, there's multiple ice cream shops in the town where I live, but there's this one ice cream shop that I always go to, and they have so many amazing flavors. Like, they have this dragon fruit flavor. It's amazing. It honestly tastes like dragon fruit. And yeah, they just open up again, which is kind of marks the beginning of the summer. It just makes me really happy. Every time I walk through my town on a Saturday or a Sunday, there's this huge line of tourists waiting to get some ice cream. I have yet to go there to get some ice cream myself. I think maybe today's a good day. I think maybe today the sun is shining. I should get some ice cream. I hope they have the dragon flavored one. Dragon fruit flavored one. Oh my god. So yeah, I just love ice cream in general. I'm not really fond of like ice cream from the supermarket, but like a good gelato or soft serve ice cream. Oh my god. I love when in the summer you go out to eat to like a nice restaurant and then you walk back and it's like still super hot outside and like the sun is slowly going down and you walk past these ice cream shops and get some ice cream. Ooh, that hits different. Another thing that really makes me happy, and this is kind of a random one, and I can totally understand if this comes off as weird to you, but I just love, well, my boyfriend and I, we just love ducks and duck videos. And we watch them on TikTok and we send them to each other. And oh my god, ducks are just so cute. And I never really realized how cute ducks are until I really started looking at them and kind of really pay attention to the way they behave. And I just noticed that they're always swimming in pairs. So there's always a man and a woman duck swimming together. And it's the cutest thing ever. And it just reminds me of me and my boyfriend as we do literally everything together. And we kind of decided that we want to get ducks when we have a house someday. Have like a little garden with a pond and have some ducks in it, and literally talking about it right now makes me so happy. Just imagining having ducks in my garden and like feeding them and petting them every day. And I don't know, ducks are just so cute. Ducks are really cute. And there's this like pond near my house, and there's always ducks there, and they recently had like little baby ducks. And they're so freaking cute, and they're all fuzzy, and like, oh, I just wanna hold them, but I can't, obviously. I once read that if you touch like a baby duck or like a baby animal in general, the mother will leave them, which is super sad. So I will never ever touch one in the wild. But when I get some of my own, you already know that I'm gonna pet them every day. Next on my list of things that made me happy is clean bed sheets. And I think this is like an everyday happy thing for a lot of people. I just love the feeling of clean bed sheets, and especially the smell of them when they just got out of the washing machine and they smell all fresh and fruity. And I just love it when you take an everything shower and like, you know, shave and exfoliate and wash your hair and like blow dry your hair and then get in some clean PJs. Go into your bed with some tea. Oh, that is the best thing ever, honestly. Like, if you don't agree, then I don't want to say there's something wrong with you, but like, I don't really understand you. Clean bed sheets is the epitome of happiness to me. Something that also makes me super happy. Going on vacation is not really an everyday thing. I'm realizing now. I made this list with everyday things that I love, and I just now realize that it's not an everyday thing. Maybe for some people. It definitely isn't for me. It's definitely a one, two, maybe 3 times a year thing. But it really depends on the year. Last year, I only went. This is kind of a European thing to say, but I only went, quote unquote, to Paris and London. But those are just like a train ride away. So that, for me, that doesn't really feel like vacation. It feels like a trip, a fun trip. But like going on vacation for me is like being in my bikini, drinking out of a coconut, that sort of thing. Going on a vacation like that definitely isn't an everyday thing for me. I think for a lot of people, it's not an everyday thing, unless you're like super, super rich, which I'm not, spoiler. But we just booked a vacation for next month, and I'm so, so excited. So we are going to the Greek island of, I don't know how to pronounce this, Zakynthos? Zakynthos, you know what I mean. It's also called Zante. Some people call it Zante. And it's so pretty, you guys. Like, it has this super blue water, these caves you can go into, and it's honestly super, super pretty. I've been kind of on a Zakynthos, whatever, for you page situation on TikTok. Like, it's the only thing that I'm seeing right now on TikTok because I'm searching for it all the time. And I already, like, I actually never do this, but I kind of already planned everything that I want to do. Not like on Monday I want to do this and on Tuesday I want to do this, but more like kind of activities that I already picked out to do. So, for example, you can go turtle spotting in Zakynthos, which is the cutest thing ever, in my opinion. So that's something that I really want to do. I also saw that there's this ceramics class, which I think is so cute. Imagine going to this garden. That's where it's located. Going to this garden, and there's this woman, and she's gonna teach me all about, or us, all about ceramics, and we're gonna make our own pottery and have a drink, and it's just going to be so cute, and I can't wait. So those are some things that I've already looked at. I haven't booked anything yet because I think that's a little bit too early, maybe. But yeah, I would really love to go do those things. And we're also going to rent a car, which is so cool because we're gonna be able to drive across the whole island. I think from literally the highest point of the island to the lowest point of the island, it's literally an hour, which is insane. So we can go anywhere, basically. Yeah, I'm super, super excited. I can't wait. We have been wanting to book a vacation for so long. But then we moved to the house we're currently living, or like the apartment we're currently living. And you know how it goes. You need to buy a closet, you need to buy like a dining table, and everything just costs so much money, and things get in the way. Sorry, there's an airplane flying over, which is kind of ironic as I'm talking about vacations. So, yeah, that's that. Another thing that really, really brings me joy, which is an everyday thing, actually, is making content, whether it's for my TikTok, whether it's working on my podcast, which is what I'm doing right now, or just simply posting some pics on Instagram. I love it. It really is a creative outlet for me, and it makes me so happy, because I feel like on an everyday basis, I don't really get to be as creative as I want to be. I'm a video editor, so my job is kind of creative, but also it really isn't, because you're always following orders from, you know, the person that is gonna post the video. So in my case, I work for a lot of YouTubers, and they kind of have an idea of what they want for their videos, and I have some creative input, but mostly they have the final call. So working on my own projects, such as this podcast or my TikTok, really allows me to kind of have my own creative input and really, really decide myself what I want to do. And that's something that I just really need in my life. I need a kind of creative outlet to be happy. And I really notice that when I'm not doing something creative for a while, I feel it in my heart and in my soul. And I know that sounds super, super pretentious, but it's true. I just love being creative. I swear to God, there's so many planes flying over today. I don't know what's happening, but it's all right. That's like, I'm sitting outside. I need to accept the fact that I have no control over anything. And that's also something that I kind of like about it. But I just hope it's not going to be annoying on the recording. Something that I freaking love is discovering new music. And I wouldn't say this is an everyday thing for me, because I have a lot of trouble finding new music recently. I used to use Spotify to listen to my music, but then my father-in-law got a family plan for Apple Music, and I've been using Apple Music ever since. I'm so sorry, Spotify, I still love you. But yeah, I've been using Apple Music ever since, and this is no hate on Apple Music whatsoever. But I find it really hard to find new music on Apple Music. So when I do find new music, which is usually through YouTube or TikTok, I get so excited because I have new music to listen to. And I am the kind of person that when I find a new song or a new album that I really like, I just listen to it over and over again. And it drives my boyfriend crazy. It's the only thing I want to listen to. When we're in the car, I'm the DJ. It's the only thing I'm going to play. So I don't know. It just really makes me happy to listen to a song over and over again. But the downside to it is that I get sick of something really, really quick. So that's also why I get super excited when I find new music again. So what am I listening to right now? Let me see. Let me check, actually. I'm not really sure. Let me check my playlist. Okay, so this is an obvious one. But I am obsessed with Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. I just think she's so cool. I looked at her Coachella performances and obviously her Eras Tour performances, and she's just so cool. I wish I could be her. She is so cool. And to me, she also seems really genuine. Of course, you never know because I don't know her personally, obviously. But I got some videos recommended on my For You page on YouTube. And there was this house tour of her. I think, I don't know if it was by Vogue, but it was really cute, and she seems super genuine. Do you know that she has a trampoline in her backyard? She has a freaking trampoline in her backyard. That makes me so jealous, because I have a roof terrace, but I really can't put a trampoline on here. I don't know what's gonna happen if I do. I'm probably gonna fall through the roof. But yeah, when I saw that, I really decided that I want to have a trampoline in my backyard when I grow up, because that's the coolest thing. I used to have one when I grew up at my parents' house, and I'm getting a little bit sidetracked, but let me just tell you this story because it's so funny to me. I don't know, I was like 10 years old, and my little brother, he's 4 years older, 4 years younger than me, sorry. So he was like 6, and one day we had this trampoline with like a net around it, right? So you couldn't fall off. And this one time, we thought it would be fun to like blindfold ourselves and then go on the trampoline. That's what we did. And we ended up falling over, like the whole trampoline fell over into my dad's flowers that he just planted. And well, first of all, we were super hurt, and second of all, we were super panicked because my dad's flowers were ruined. And my dad is a florist, so is my mom, so he really, really loves his flowers, and let's just say he wasn't too happy about it. he was pretty mad. Yeah, we were just stupid like that. I don't know why we did that. I didn't get a good story out of it, but really stupid idea. I don't recommend it. Some music that I've also been loving lately, like loving lately. My boyfriend doesn't really like the music, which is okay. We have really different tastes in music. There are some similarities, but overall his music taste is really different from mine. But I've been loving The Last Dinner Party. If you don't know them, they're a girl band, and they're so freaking cool. They were also performing on Coachella, I think. And they're really upcoming right now. They're super cool. You should check them out. Some songs that I really like are On Your Side, which is a little bit of a slower song. My Lady of Mercy is super cool. And of course, Nothing Matters, which is kind of their breakthrough song, I would say. It's the song that they're performing most right now. So yeah, definitely check them out. They're super cool. Yeah, that's kind of all the music that I'm really, really loving right now. There's also some other songs, but I think it's a little bit too much to dive into right now. So maybe I'll make a different episode about all the music that I'm loving. There's the church bells again. I swear to God, I'm getting super hot right now. I need to do an outfit change. Oh my God, I'm sweating. Something that I also really like to do is discovering, well, I don't really do it. It's kind of something that just happens naturally, but discovering new hobbies through my boyfriend. My boyfriend is a hobby person. He has so many hobbies and I just don't. And I've always felt a little bit ashamed about that. I don't really do sports apart from doing the occasional yoga when I feel like it. But I don't really have hobbies apart from making content and consuming content, which is, I know that's really bad. I don't really do like horseback riding or football or gaming or something. But lately there's something that I've been loving and I'm kind of, I don't know how I feel about it. I've been loving playing Fortnite with my boyfriend. There, I said it. I've been loving playing Fortnite and you know what? I'm not ashamed of it. It's a really cool game. It's a really cool game. And I love it. I even bought a character with some V-Bucks. Yeah, I know the language. As Mr. Jack Black said. Famously. Yeah, so I bought my own character because I was sick of the random character you get every time. I didn't really like having a different character every time, so I bought one. And I've been really loving it. I'm super bad at it. I'm super sorry for my boyfriend that he has to put up with me because we lose every time because of me. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Dylan. I think the part about it that I love is that it's different every time because you land somewhere else on the map every time. And there's all these things that you can discover. I don't know, I just get super excited when I get like a good gun or like, you know, you have those wings in Fortnite. I also believe you have like a water thing right now, like an avatar water thing. And I just get really excited when I get like something good. Something that my boyfriend has been hating is me getting the wings. And then as soon as we get attacked, I just fly away. I just fly away and I leave him. And he freaking hates that because then he has to do everything on his own. But I just get so scared that I'm gonna die. So I just take the wings and go. Now that I'm talking about it, it's really sad actually. I am not worthy of calling myself a Fortnite player because I run every time it gets heated. But yeah, I've just been really loving it. I'm an entry level gamer. I don't really know all the controls yet, but I'm doing my best. I'm trying my best. And we're doing something together, which is really fun. Something else that we've been doing together is building Legos. Like, you have these Lego sets nowadays that are made for adults. And we have bought a few. And the most recent one that we made was this little bonsai tree. We make it together. We go sit at the dining table, have a drink, and just build some Legos together. And it's such a bonding activity, and it's so fun. So the bonsai tree was the latest one. So we made this space-themed one. God, that's such a hard word to say. Themed. This space-themed one. It has these four parts to it, and every part is like a different event in space. Something like that. And last Christmas I ordered him some lights that go with it. You can install them. It's by a different company. It's not by Lego itself. But you can install the lights and then all the little parts light up and it's super cool. We've also made the Statue of Liberty, which is a big one. We've had that one for quite a while. We have the entire set of The Office, which is so cool. We watched the entire show together and then we bought The Office set and it's really cool. You can place the characters anywhere you want and it's like one-on-one. It's so good. It looks exactly the same as in the show. We also have the skyline of, I'm gonna say London or New York, I'm not really sure. You have this skyline series from Lego. They recently added the Dubai one, which I think is really cool, but it's super expensive for some reason. Yeah, I think that's it. So we want to buy some more, but Lego has become super expensive. We are kind of shook. We're kind of shook. It's become so expensive. I think because it's getting more popular. Before, Legos used to be only for kids mainly, I think, and now they've attracted a whole different crowd, which is super cool that, like, you know, full-on grown-ups are building Legos. That's a world I want to live in, you know? But that also means that they've become super expensive, which kind of sucks. But yeah, those are some of the things that I love. So I hope you got to know me a little bit better this episode. And I also want to get to know you guys a little bit better. So what I want to know is, what are some things that make you really happy? You can let me know in the Q&A on Spotify or on my Instagram at the NNT podcast. And yeah, let me know, what are some things that make you happy? What are some things that you enjoy about everyday life? And yeah, that's all that I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed our time together and that you will listen again next time. I'm just gonna chill in the sun for a little bit more. It's super hot. I think I'm gonna do an outfit change. Oh, and I'm gonna apply some SPF because I didn't do that today. That's super bad for my skin. I'm gonna do that. Enjoy the rest of your day and you will hear me next time. Bye.